tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we continue and take your phone calls about whatever you want. Going to Todd in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Todd. Todd, Georgia?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to vouch for Mark's statement about little boys who can have an erection at in infancy. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I got a three-year-old boy and a one-year-old girl, and I've changed all the diapers. And not only do erections happen whenever, and they're real, they're not, I don't know how else they could be anything else, but not only that, he has a stuffed doggy that he takes with him everywhere that when he gets a chance, he will hump it.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. That's funny because I swear as until I was a teenager, my vagina did not lubricate at all.
It's probably true because
boys must be different, I guess. I don't know.
That doesn't mean
of course they are.
Well, now wait a minute. Just because they're having a well, I mean they are two different things. I mean we're talking about with an erection, we're talking about blood flow into that particular organ, whereas lubrication is completely different from blood flow.
It's called penis.
So it would make sense that they're different. I mean, lubrication is required in order to have sex, whereas blood flow to the penis, not necessarily, right? It just might be a biological function.
That's very interesting to me.
Yeah, I don't have a legal answer for this. I just wanted to.
thanks for the example.
I'm another witness to this effect.
Hey, you know, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, or at least in this case, Julia learned something new. Anything else on your mind tonight, Todd?
No, that's it. You guys take care.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
But you don't hear this topic discussed too darn often on
talk radio.
Talk radio.
Well, I think we're keeping it clinical. I don't think it's pandering in any way, shape, or form. We go to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Unimark, mega dittos as always. Thank you. I'm calling because I've heard you guys talk about the Libertarian Party, and it's not the party, and I've heard you, Ian, say you've resigned, and I
yes, publicly.
certainly understand all the criticisms of the party. They're certainly not as principled, especially with their last nominee, but I still think there's a lot of value there, and especially as a stepping stone onto the path of liberty, I think it's something we should support as liberty activists.
In what way? Support in what way?
Not bad mouthing it, and I'm not sure that's an accurate characterization of how you treat it. But support, realizing that that's how most of us got to be voluntarists or anarchists or minarchists or whatever various school we're part of, and realize that it's an attractive way to get people to liberty.
Well, okay, I see where you're coming from. You're saying that, well, because the people that are talking, most of us, which isn't true, actually, on this show, most of us didn't come through the Libertarian Party. Julia, you did not. Mark, you did not.
Well, I think you could he could make an argument. I think you could make an argument for me coming through the Libertarian Party.
Why?
Well, because
you were involved tangentially through me.
But right, but that's the thing, though. You came through the Libertarian Party, and then I came through you, and so...
But Julia didn't. Right, Julia? You weren't involved in the Libertarian Party ever.
Never.
So I think what you're saying here, and let me see if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying, well, we should support the Libertarian Party because they were valuable to us in our path to liberty, and so therefore they could be valuable to other people. And that may be a true statement, but at this point there are so many different liberty-oriented organizations out there. The Libertarian Party is one of them. And I even have a hard time even describing them as liberty-oriented anymore because, the last time I was paying attention to what they were doing, they were not in any way, shape, or form with their press releases that they were putting out there advocating liberty at all. They were talking about withdrawing the troops from Iraq and putting them in another country. I think Afghanistan. I think the Libertarian Party was actually advocating what Obama's foreign plan was. So there was that, and then there were so many other different examples that just drove me over the brink, and I decided to leave the party. I don't see how I could intellectually, honestly promote something like that. I don't think that I could possibly financially support them. And I was a life member, dude. I mean, I paid the, you know, the $1,000 to be a life member way back when I was really jazzed about the Libertarian Party in the early part of this, you know, this decade. And I had to call them to withdraw my life membership. Normally, if you don't have a life membership, your membership will expire after a year. Mine would never expire. So I had to call them and say, look, I don't even want to be associated with your organization anymore. And I think that I don't think the LP's needed for what you're talking about. I think they're antiquated, and I think that they are they've lost their way. They aren't principled anymore. I'd be embarrassed to point somebody to the Libertarian Party and say that they were in some way liberty oriented. They may still be okay on the war on drugs, but from what I've seen on a lot of issues, whether it's foreign policy or immigration, they are not a liberty oriented organization, and I wouldn't want to be associated with them. I'd much rather point somebody elsewhere to a more principled place for them to get this information.
No, and that's, and you certainly make a number of good points, and I certainly disagree with a lot of their policy ideas as well. But it's, they do at least talk appropriately about the philosophy a lot of the times. And for that, they're educational. And I think a lot of times when you, if you hit someone over the head with the ideas of anarchy or something that seems quite extreme, and is extreme compared to where most people are, I think it's harder to get people there right off the bat. I would say it's close to impossible to convince a conservative to become a voluntarist overnight without some kind of middle ground party or something there to get people kind of taking a few steps in that direction at least first. And I know that's how it worked for me at least.
I actually became a voluntarist, or, I mean, I guess at the time I probably would have called myself more an anarchist, but, I mean, within a week of hearing the message, like, it clicked with me and resonated with me in such a way I really had no inside battle or moral quandaries whatsoever.
I think it's very valuable to skip over the Libertarian Party, because then you just get bogged down in the party politics mindset, the idea that, well, we just need to reform the law so the third parties can get in. If we could just get the Libertarian parties on the ballots, then we could win this thing. And you spend all this time and this money trying to run candidates for the LP, which never end up panning out. You try to, you know, take the party over from the inside, because right now there are not liberty-minded people that are in charge of the Libertarian Party. That's why I've left. That's why Angela Keaton left. It's, you know, a lot of kind of prominent liberty-minded people have left the Libertarian Party because of that. So then you've got to go through this process of politics of trying to, well, you know, take over the party again and try to turn it back around to where it should be, when you could just be pointing people to principled information. You can point them to things like Harry Brown's book, Why Government Doesn't Work. He was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate back when they actually had, you know, some principles. You can give them the information without having to bog them down in a you know, political party process, which I think can be distracting, and it can be dissuasive. It can turn people off. The politics sucks, and I think that you can bring people in if you're worried about the voluntarist message being too principled for somebody. You can bring them in with a small government message. I mean, Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work is a perfect book for, you know, like a conservative or something like that, because he doesn't advocate openly completely voluntary society, and he does talk about some real simple changes that can be made to the government to make it a whole lot better. I don't think it's necessary. I think that what you're talking about is an unnecessary step today. The Libertarian Party, I think, has outlived its usefulness.
Well, I think that I'd like to chime in on this one. I think that the Libertarian Party, it doesn't really exist. There's a national party, and then there's state parties, and each of the state parties is completely different than the national party. I think that if a state party is active and they have some good members and then they're recruiting people, you know, that's fabulous, and I don't want to downplay those people. I think they're doing a good thing. However, you know, like I do think that the national party there's a lot of the problems that we've talked about here, and perhaps, you know, they've strayed so far that they're really not of much use anymore, and maybe they were more so at one point.
Well, Ian, if you're going to talk about how it's not useful, why did you support Ron Paul? Because you could find a million things you disagree with him about.
No, I can't really find a million things I disagree with Ron Paul on. I can name one: immigration. And back in the day, Ron Paul was actually good on that issue. If you nail him down, he still sounds good on it if you ask him the right questions. You can continue with that line of questioning in a moment if you want. Hang on, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in via the toll-free number. Brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you are on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Now is the time, by the way, that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure your Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapon permit and get a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today to learn more and get signed up. That's frontsight.com. As we continue here with John in California, John calling in to defend the poor, poor Libertarian Party that is just a shadow of its former self, having once been fairly prominent amongst the liberty movement by keeping to principle, the principle, of course, that we're talking about being that, well, when you join the Libertarian Party, you're supposed to sign something that says you don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political goals, but the Libertarian Party has been advocating the initiation of force as of recently, which is one of the reasons
why... Pretty much
why
the whole time this show's been on air.
Yeah, yeah. It's been going downhill consistently, and that's one of the reasons why last year I left the party before they nominated their presidential candidate. And right before we went to break, you asked me, well, Ian, if you don't want to support the Libertarian Party, why did you support Ron Paul? Is that what your question was?
Close enough.
The answer is because Ron Paul was actually doing something worthwhile. I did not give a dime to the Bob Barr campaign because that man wouldn't know principle if it came up and hit him in the face. Ron Paul, on the other hand, was like 97-98% in line with my viewpoint, and so therefore I didn't have a problem with giving him or his campaign money to spread his message out there amongst the populace.
Well, and he ran a pretty radical campaign in a presidential race. Bob Barr, his message wasn't as out there as Ron Paul, even though Ron Paul was cut from the media and stuff. Like Ron Paul was a major, pretty major presidential candidate in that he ran under the Republican Party.
And he made a splash. You know, yeah. Ron Paul made a splash unlike any Libertarian Party candidate ever has. But that's not to say that a Libertarian Party candidate wouldn't be worth supporting. For instance, the Libertarian Party last year, when they were doing the nominating period for their candidates, the major contender for the seat with Bob Barr was Dr. Mary Ruart. I love Dr. Ruart. She is one of my favorite libertarians. She is so such a wonderful communicator. She's so compassionate. She's just the best. And if she had won, absolutely, I would have given money to her campaign. I would have given more money to Mary Ruart's campaign than I would have Ron Paul, because, you know, she's more principled than Ron Paul is. And I probably would have given money to both campaigns because they would both have been doing good things for liberty. But Bob Barr? No thanks. Right. I don't want to get my dollars anywhere near
someone
like that.
There were lots of candidates for the nomination through the Libertarian Party who were, and they were all better than Bob Barr. And, you know, the results bear it out. George Phillies was a significantly better candidate also.
So does that answer your question?
No, and I certainly agree that I wouldn't support any of those candidates. What this comes out of is I was talking to a gentleman who hadn't heard of libertarianism except for he'd heard of Wayne Allen Root, and he'd heard him on the Savage Show, I think.
Oh,
and so when I was talking to him, he brought up Wayne Allen Root and asked me about him, and I rolled my eyes, and I said, well, he's not a very good libertarian. And that immediately turned that guy off. And as soon as I said it, I realized I just shut him down. And
that maybe turned him off.
Turned him off to my message.
Why?
Because he figured Wayne Allen Root was in my camp, and I probably didn't handle the situation perfectly. And he was asking me what was wrong with Wayne Allen Root, and I couldn't really name a lot of specifics because the guy was much more familiar with him, and I don't waste my time listening to that guy. But I sense there's a similar kind of phenomenon going on with just the Libertarian Party. And by bad-mouthing them, as opposed to just not supporting them so much, bad-mouthing them.
Wait a minute. We don't really... Okay, but that's not what we do. I mean, I don't get on this show on a weekly basis and pound on the LP and talk about how awful they are. I don't remember the last time we talked about the Libertarian Party before your phone call, dude. So, I mean, you called in and brought it up, so I'm going to say how I feel about it, and I don't feel very positively towards it. I mean, I must not feel very positively. I publicly withdrew my membership from them, but that doesn't mean that we sit here and harp on them. Yeah, we did kind of keep track as they were spiraling down. I did mention... So we did discuss during the campaign season.
Sure, it's during the campaign season.
It was relevant to our listeners at that time. Like, look, here's what the Libertarian Party's saying. Look at this nonsense. And we put that out there because I don't want people spending money on an organization. I mean, listeners are listening to the show. A lot of them consider themselves part of the Liberty Movement, and others are just listening to see what it's all about. But listeners that are part of the
There's
Liberty...
There's the feds. It's their job, too.
The listeners that are part of the Liberty Movement want to know where they can put their money. They want to know what they can do. I mean, not everybody's got a whole bunch of money to spread around everywhere, so they might want to know where the best places are, and I want to make sure they know it ain't the LP.
I think it's important to remember that everybody comes from different backgrounds with different experiences, and that different things resonate with people. Like, some people will find liberty through the libertarian movement. Some people will find liberty through, you know, like for me, I found Free Talk Live, and I mean, the message, the anarchist or voluntarist message resonated with me almost instantly. I felt like it was something I'd always known and I just had never really heard. So I kind of... I don't really agree with the statement. I don't think anybody out there can say this one thing will turn people off to the Liberty Movement or will turn more people on to the Liberty Movement. I think it's just really important to remember that we all come from different backgrounds with different experiences and that we all feel differently about it and we're all attracted to different things.
Oh, fair enough. And I didn't mean to criticize you guys in any of that. I think you guys do great stuff.
Oh, I can handle the critique. No problem. Any other thoughts?
No, thanks. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people, I think, out there who come across the message of liberty who would consider themselves politically inactive. They hate politics, for example. I think most people hate politics. And to me, a message like a really small government message or a voluntarist message would resonate with them a lot better than a Libertarian Party message.
And I don't even know what that is today. I mean, I haven't even – the last time I looked at the LP was during the 2008 presidential campaign. That's the last time I recall ever having a show prep item about the LP just to say, oh, look at these idiots. Look what they're doing now. And look at these people call themselves principal.
You know, and the world changes, too. The Libertarian Party has changed. The National Libertarian Party has changed.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no doubt. And I don't know what Wayne Allyn Root was saying on the Savage Show, and I don't know what this this gentleman that he was speaking to was excited about, or you know, I have no idea what the specifics are. And certainly, I think that people, you know, they need to be walked in slowly to the ideas of liberty. You can't just dump it all on them at one time. But I think that the internet's doing a heck of a lot better of job of spreading liberty than the Libertarian Party ever did. And certainly, the Libertarian Party isn't doing much of a job of spreading the liberty message anymore. To me.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. One of the early clues for me, Mark, was that the Libertarian National Party didn't really have any interest in supporting Free Talk Live. They didn't have any interest in supporting the Free State Project. I mean, they're all about the Libertarian Party, and it's about politics, and it's disgusting to me. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829.
That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231, brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. Our toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have the live streams. There is a broadband version and a dial-up version, as well as a webcam. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. Did we wrap up the topic about the Libertarian Party and how pathetic they are today? I don't take time out of my show to attack these guys. The only reason why we're talking about them right now is because he brought them up. To me, they're completely irrelevant to the liberty movement today. Maybe they are still bringing people in. Maybe that's the case. But if they are, they're not bringing them into anything that has any sort of principle or consistency, which is what their old value was. So he said that there was some value with the LP today. I don't know if there is. Because bringing people into something and saying you're principled and then not being principled, because they still call themselves the party of principle, and then they go and they confuse the issue by
advocating. The party of principle is some really great marketing sounding stuff, you know?
Well, they go and then they immediately go and confuse the issue with their press releases and absolutely take unprincipled positions. So what does that lead people to think?
I think they're trying to position themselves to pick up Republicans that are disenchanted with the party.
Yes, and that's a huge mistake. A huge mistake. Because anybody that's been involved in this movement for long enough knows that people come to liberty from different points. Julia used to consider herself a liberal. I used to be a conservative. I mean, I was too young to really know what that even meant.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, yeah, everybody comes in from different perspectives. Some people have never even considered anything about politics, and they come in, you know, they come on board. So for the LP to focus in on that, you know, to pigeonhole themselves as, well, we're for the conservatives that smoke pot, which is kind of the old joke about libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
There's some level of truth to it these days because, I mean, that's tends to be the direction the party moves in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even within the party, there's all these political battles constantly going on over, well, should we talk about the war on drugs or not? the war on drugs is such a tough issue, I don't know if we should talk about it. I mean, that's one of the issues that they will argue over, is whether or not they should be promoting ending the war on drugs, one of the biggest freedom-oriented issues of our time. One of the most important, in my opinion, one of the most critical issues of our time is ending the war on drugs, because it is the wedge, it's one of the biggest wedges the government has ever had to destroy freedom. Before the war on terror, there was the war on drugs. Before the war on terror and all the crackdowns on freedom we've seen as a result of that, there was the war on drugs, and there are the excuses that created for checkpoints and searches and things like that. But yet there are people within the Libertarian Party that would love to just wipe that one off the radar because, you know, it would look bad to the conservatives they're trying to recruit into the movement. So that's all I have to say about that.
Are we going to talk about Bigfoot?
Oh, gosh. All right. What about
it's
Bigfoot?
Friday
are
night.
You trying to make us look like some kind of crackpot show?
Look, I don't understand why you would use that kind of terminology. There's no reason whatsoever that there can't be a North American primate. There's primates on every other continent. Why not North America?
I'm not sure which is less relevant, Bigfoot or the Libertarian Party. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. From Wave3.com, that's the name of this television station, Fairdale, Kentucky, WAVE. Conspiracy theorists have tried to prove the possibility of aliens, sea monsters, and even shapeshifters. Now there's a mystery of Jefferson County. Kenny Mahoney. That's Mahoney, rhymes with baloney. Born and raised in Fairdale, snapped a picture of what some are calling Bigfoot.
Aha! Uh-huh.
His hunting camera, which is operated by a motion detector, normally picks up rabbits, deer, turkey. But on September 1st, around 2:15 p.m., it picked up a strange image that looks, to some, like a sort of large black creature. One Mahoney estimates to be taller than he. And I saw this, and you know what? It looks like a big darn gorilla is what it looks like.
Hmm.
Mahoney said it would be very hard for him to believe Bigfoot is living in his backyard, but he's stumped as to what else it could be. One of the explanations my brother-in-law said is that maybe a garbage bag.
Maybe a man in a suit. maybe one of his buddies.
A garbage bag blowed up in there, but all the smashed over vegetation in there, I really don't know.
What? Mahoney a garbage said. Bag?
I suppose it could be a garbage bag. It could be a bird that somehow flew very close to the camera or something, too. But it looks like, as far as the field of perception, it looks like a big gorilla.
Mark, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
I don't see why there couldn't be a North American primate. It makes perfectly good sense to me.
There could be. I mean, there's a lot of open space out there. There's a lot of forests out there. What, are you going to dedicate your life to finding the New Hampshire Sasquatch?
I'm going to have to take some pictures. Yeah.
Isn't it Snape? Oh, we should go on a Snape hunt after work, Mark.
Mark, you've got 11 acres. You could spend a lot of time out there. You could set up some traps and some cameras. Maybe that's what Mark's going to do when he gets old and kind of senile, and he's going to just kind of hunt around his property and hoping to one day stumble across the evidence that will vindicate him.
I'm hoping that you're never the yardstick by which you decide crazy. You know what I mean?
So is there more to this, or is it just some guy with a picture?
Well, Mahoney's wife, Margaret, sent the photo to the wildlife expert who specializes in black bears. She said it looked like it was fur, it's fur, but not a trash bag, but still can't confirm that it's a bear. So it's not a very clear picture, admittedly.
And there's a TV station reporting on this somewhere?
Sure.
Well, slow news day.
Well, I mean, it was the first that it happened. So, I mean...
The first of the month?
Yeah, the first day of the month. Yeah.
I see.
So they fit it in by the 11th. I'm not, you know, saying that they think that's the most important thing.
All right, so let's go on to Michael Hampton's HomelandStupidity.us for some news that maybe has some relevance. Police officers dressed as gangbangers.
About ahead of your attitude.
Shot and killed a Northeast Georgia pastor on Tuesday, and this was last week, as he was trying to drive away from a convenience store.
He was trying to drive the kids away from the convenience store?
Negative. The pastor was attempting to leave and was killed by these undercover cops. Jonathan Paul Ayers, 28 years old, had been the pastor of the Shoal Creek Baptist Church in Livonia, Georgia, for about a year before the fatal shooting. That day, say police, Ayers was seen engaging in an apparent drug transaction with and then dropping off a woman who was later under surveillance by the Northeast Georgia Tri-County Drug Task Force. The woman was later arrested on cocaine charges, but no drugs were found on Ayers or in his car. Surveillance video from the Shell station in Toccoa, where the shooting took place, shows Ayers coming inside to use the ATM, and then, as he's driving, to drive out of the parking lot, a Cadillac Escalade attempts to box him in, while what appears to be gangbangers jump out of the SUV and point guns at him. Ayers reverses direction and tries to get around the vehicle, and one of the gangbangers runs into the vehicle's path and is apparently struck lightly. At this point, Ayers puts the car in drive again, and the gangbangers start shooting at Ayers. He was struggling with the agents, got back into the car, put the car in drive, and started driving toward the other agent, who fired two shots into the automobile, according to the county sheriff. But the store surveillance video...
This is, you know, if you're dealing with police officers and you bump one of them, they're going to call it assault with a deadly weapon, and they're going to be able to shoot and everything. But when you're dealing with people that are dressed like gangbangers, who knows what this guy was thinking? He could have been thinking he was getting jacked and, you know, that he... Who cares if I bump the gangbanger?
What the hell would you do if you
were next?
I'll
tell you what, this was a common practice. Even if these guys said, police! Even if they showed a badge...
Yep.
This would happen in prison all the time. It was a standard practice for inmates to try to scare other inmates, and I can only assume they do this crap on the street by going, police, like pretending to be the law, that kind of thing. And so it doesn't take anything.
It works, right?
Criminals can say police as easy as the police can say police.
You know, it's funny because my mom actually taught me when I was a little kid, my brother and I, that to never, ever trust anyone just because they say they're a police officer. Which
good
is
for your
very,
mom.
Yeah, my mom didn't, and that's something that's a little weird, but...
But the problem is, this guy wasn't trying to hurt these guys. He was trying to get the hell out of there, and he was shot for his efforts and killed. There's more to the story. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, and if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer, selling pretty much anything. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com, get what you need for life, get what you want too, and feel good because not only are you getting a great deal and free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items, but you can also save some money by buying used. And whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. It's the same great prices you're used to from Amazon. It's just that they're cutting us some money off their profits for sending them the business. So enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, coming up, there is something that I don't believe you can get at Amazon. I don't know about this. Can you get the Totosack at Amazon?
I don't think so.
This is one of those things you're going to have to go to Totosack.com to order yours. Or if you're lucky, you might be able to win a two-pack of Totosacks coming up here tonight. Totosack.com to learn more about the brilliant little handle made of 100% recycled material designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. I love them to bring back groceries from the car.
It's actually really funny looking because you can carry like 50 bags.
Yeah.
It's really funny looking to see someone carrying that many grocery bags.
It's fun. It's great though. I mean, it's a wonderful little tool, and it really reduces the amount of time that you have to spend going back and forth from the car to the
home. Reason it's funny looking is because everybody else can't carry that quantity, so they're not carrying them. If people would obviously like to make fewer trips, these little handles make that possible, whereas otherwise it simply isn't.
So we're going to give you that chance to win here in a little bit. The call-in contest line is 603-435-1105. Make a note of that, 603-435-1105. But don't call now because no one's going to answer it. All right. So
we're also not going to take the first caller.
Right. Well, maybe we will. I don't know. But Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us is sharing a story with us from Georgia, Livonia, Georgia, where a 28-year-old pastor at Shoal Creek Baptist Church has been shot and killed by the Georgia Tri-County Drug Task Force. They're taking drugs out of people's hands and putting them in prison cells. The people, that is. Well, if they live through the experience, unfortunately, this man did not. Did he actually have drugs? Well, a search of his car afterwards didn't find anything.
I'm really surprised these guys didn't plan something. I mean, that they really messed up in
just
the way they did
look,
this.
Just to make it look okay. As though if he had an 8-ball of cocaine in his car, that would justify shooting and killing him.
Mm.
No, it certainly wouldn't. But let me give you the rest of the story here. He was at a gas station, had gone in to use the ATM, then was trying to leave the parking lot when a Cadillac Escalade tried to box him in. Now, that's scary. Somebody tries to pull in front of you and block your path. Something's happening, and it's not good. And then guys dressed as gangbangers, as the story talks about here, pile out of the Escalade and start pointing guns at this guy.
I mean, you just got to ask yourself, like, what do I do? What do I do? And you can hardly imagine what to do. I you know, some people are going to react differently.
Most people would put the car in reverse and peel out.
Some might.
That's
some might
what
say,
I would do.
I'll take this robbery as whatever it takes, but I can't imagine why these guys were jumping. I mean,
that's what he did. He reversed direction and tried to get around their vehicle. Then one of the gangbangers, who was actually apparently a police officer, but hey, what's the difference these days? One of the gangbangers runs into the vehicle's path, is apparently struck. The sheriff says that they fired two shots into the vehicle. Store surveillance video shows Ayers was already driving away when what appeared to be the gangbangers arrived and blocked his car. Later, it would be learned the gangbangers were undercover police officers, something the store owner said he didn't know when he heard the gunshots. He said, I saw the first gunshot outside, and when I was looking outside, I saw a red Honda car backed up where the air machine is and stopped. I thought they were shooting at each other. I didn't know they were undercover agents. There was nothing marked. They shot two more times after the second shot, and he took off. I think whatever they've done is wrong, because in a business place and the daytime. Well,
you know, when the average citizen can't tell the difference between the cops and the criminals, what kind of country do you live in?
I had a parking lot full of people, he told WNEG-TV. I mean, they could have blown up one of my pumps, and that would have been a total mess. Yeah, you know, firing gunshots around a gas pump.
Well, what difference does it make to these cops? Who cares if they blow up this guy's business? I mean, they certainly would care if they themselves got blown up.
Right.
But they wouldn't have any obligation. For God's sakes, we were trying to stop a drug deal, people.
Jeez. Would his insurance policy cover that?
I'm sure.
Ayers reportedly crashed into a utility pole a short distance away as he was dying and was taken to a hospital. Who shot me? He asked EMTs, who'd responded. He had no idea what the hell was going on. Ayers' brother-in-law said that this means he didn't know that the gangbangers were also undercover police officers. I think it scared him when the black Escalade pulled next to Ayers' car and two men got out with guns drawn.
How could it do otherwise?
Carpenter said...
I think it scared him.
Yeah. Carpenter said that's why he tried to speed away. I've rerun it in my mind, he said. He had used the ATM inside, got into his car, and a black Escalade pulled up and they jumped out. If they had ID'd themselves, he couldn't hear them because his windows were up. And who cares if they had ID'd themselves?
And maybe his radio was on. And like I've said 100 times on this show, the fact is criminals call themselves police during robberies all the time because it throws off the victim.
Right.
I mean, that's what you want, right?
You want the victim to be obedient. You want them to do what you say. So if you say, hey, where were the police? Get out of the car. And then you say, oh, well, police. Sure thing, officer. And you get out of your car, they hop right in your car and drive off. I mean, that could have been a realistic possibility of what was happening there.
These guys are sick, sick men.
And this would not be happening if it weren't for the war on drugs. The war on drugs gives these sick men the excuse they need to lord their sickness over other people.
Right. You wouldn't have them dressed up like gangbangers riding around and blacked out Escalades if it wasn't for the war on drugs.
Right, if they were investigating a murder or an arson or something like that,
they have no reason for that.
They deserve punishment, says Ayers' sister. They deserve to feel somewhat of the pain we're feeling because I can't get my brother back. He's gone forever. Floyd says there's no way her younger brother would have run if he'd known they were if he'd known the men who had guns were actually police officers. The officers were undercover and weren't in uniform, but investigators said they had badges around their necks and clearly identified themselves.
Oh, please!
Anybody can get the badge. And look, if you're a criminal, isn't this an easy way to just, you know, hang a badge around your neck?
Mm-hmm.
For one, I don't know. At one point or another, gangsters would wear a lot of jewelry. Couldn't a badge look like a lot of jewelry?
Sure.
But another way, isn't that a nice, easy way to throw off the victim so that you can do whatever robbery is being done here?
I think anyone in that situation would run, she said. I know I would. If someone pulled up to me with guns, I would run. She said her brother was known to help strangers. She said, I'd bet my life on it that he didn't know her. I bet my life that the girl that he'd originally picked up. Because what had happened was he picked up a girl that was under suspect from the drug agency.
He's a preacher, right. And Jesus said to take care of these kind of people.
Exactly. She says here, I could bet my life on it because that's the kind of person he was. So he basically gave this woman a ride, and the police figured he was in on a drug deal, and so they went after him.
These men are killers, and they deserve whatever punishment is being given out.
Don't worry,
killers.
Mark. They'll take care of them. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has launched an investigation into the shooting.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I'm
that's
sure that'll come
well.
Out just great. For
we'll
them.
Follow up on this story, and I'm willing to place a great deal of money that these guys aren't going to face any prison time for.
No, I mean, hey, they had badges around their necks and identified themselves. What else do you want from the cops, right? They're following the book. This is what the procedure says. It's completely legal for them to murder people.
I'd like justice out of my judicial system.
I can tell you now, this is Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us, what the results of the investigation will be. Despite the fact that the statements by the sheriff are contradicted by the surveillance video, the investigation will find the officers followed proper procedures and will not be subject to any sort of justice. Police procedures generally allow for shooting at the driver of a car which strikes an officer, which explains why one of the officers ran himself into its way. Though these police officers will not likely face justice in this life, there's always the next. Mr. Ayers...
I'd like to believe that, but I don't think so.
Mr. Ayers is survived by his wife, Abby, who's 16 weeks pregnant.
It's nice.
He's the latest victim of Richard Nixon's long-running, unwinnable, immoral war on drugs by making illegal things which have no business being illegal in the first place. It's undermined the Constitution and the rule of law itself, turned millions of honest people into criminals, caused thousands of innocent people to lose their money, cars, and even homes without ever being charged with a crime, and resulted in countless deaths of innocent people. It's wrought destruction on our society to a scale unequaled by any other U.S. government program. Ayers showed us by example what we should be doing. Minister to those in need instead of throwing them in cages at taxpayer expense and allowing innocent Americans to get caught in the crossfire. It's time to end the war on drugs before any more innocent people lose their cars, their homes, or their lives.
I don't know how you could call yourself a compassionate person and agree with that.
Agree with the war on drugs, you mean?
Yeah. You cannot come from a compassionate aspect at all. You just can't.
We've got to give away a Tota Sack right now to the first caller at 603-435-1105. We're going to give you a two-pack of Tota Sacks. So if you win that, then you're going to make your life a lot easier as far as getting the groceries carried in. And who knows what other things you'll be able to carry with these things. TotaSack.com is their website. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.